Right, just to recap there, the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, has outlined what the new traffic light system will look like for different parts of the country. On Friday, the country will move into the traffic light system, which is a new tool to restrict the spread of COVID-19 and will replace the level framework we're used to. With Northland, Auckland, Taupo and Rotorua Lake districts, Kawerau, Whakatane, Porirangi districts, Gisborne district, Wairoa district, Rangitike, Whanganui and Ruapehu districts starting in the red setting, the rest of the North Island and South Island will begin in orange. Those settings will be in place for 2 weeks. Now, Cabinet will review the traffic light settings on Monday the 13th of December and again reviewed the week of Monday, January the 17th. Also, a new transition payment of up to $24,000 will soon be available to businesses, for businesses, particularly those in Auckland, Waikato and Northland. The one-off payment will be activated through the Resurgence Support Payment System criteria and be available on December the 10th. And on the new Omicron variant, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says there are no cases in Aotearoa, but the variant is a reminder of the risk we face at the border. So to discuss, Kurt Krause is Professor of Biochemistry at the University of Otago. Professor Krause, kia ora.
Kia ora, Wallace. Thanks for inviting me.
It's a pleasure. And let's come to that latest, because that has been top of mind for many, haven't around the world. What's most worrying to you about this variant?
Well, whenever you have a variant like this, I mean, and you know, the as you've heard on the news multiple times in the last few days, that these variants are going to keep coming until we control replication in the around the world in coronavirus. But whenever a new variant sort of appears, I guess the question is it more contagious? Is it actually more virulent? That is, does it cause a worse kind of disease? And do the vaccines work? It seems pretty clear that we know the answer to the first question, is it more contagious? Because in localities where it's been identified, it's rapidly replacing Delta. So, for example, in South Africa had the Beta variant, which was quite a big variant for some time, because remember, it came up after Alpha, the UK sort of prominent variant. And then Delta replaced the Beta variant, and that's the we've been living with Delta now for several months. But even in the middle of Delta's preeminence, now the Omicron has shot up. So Omicron is becoming quite significant in South Africa, and then it's spread very rapidly to several countries around the world. So it's looking like it is more contagious for sure.
Right.
We don't know yet if the vaccines work or not, but we'll be able to find out quite quickly, and we don't know yet if it's more virulent.
Okay. And I'm looking at, in terms of the transmissibility, I'm looking at this new traffic light system. So red, work from home encouraged, but hospitality, retail gatherings allowed for vaccinated, you know, similar to level two. You've got orange, close to normal life for the vaccinated. Green, essentially normal life for the vaccinated with schools, retail open, etc. With Omicron coming along, is it still a good move to go to this traffic light system?
It's scary, right? A little bit scary because I think, as we talked before, every 2 weeks COVID seems to reinvent itself, and we weren't prepared for Omicron. And while it's there, I think the buzzword should be flexibility. So whatever the government plans and does and puts into place, they need to have the flexibility to adjust depending on what happens. So Australia's got two cases now. The UK has three. Let's just watch and see. So it may turn out that New Zealand is going to be in a good position. And it's nice to know that we have a hard border still. We have MIQ still. So that puts us a little bit on the front foot. Let's watch and see if cases begin to appear. If they don't, then maybe we're going to be just fine. And we'll be able to continue with the traffic light system. But, hey, if cases get a footload and they start foothold and they start spreading, then maybe we'd have to reconsider, right?
Okay. Ella Henry.
Well, first and foremost, I think that the government needs to be lauded for the package that they've implemented to support business, because that's the biggest concern about this long extended lockdown. I think that's a really good and positive thing. I'm like everybody, worried because we don't know what Omicron means. You know, that I'd read the early reports that it seems to be milder, but more spread more quickly. So I think this is how I started this whole discussion today. We are all in a wait and see mode, and it's very difficult to plan for the future when we literally don't know what the future contains.
Phil, you got a comment or a question?
Yeah, the whole traffic light strategy revolves or depends on vaccination. And if Omicron is not covered by this vaccine, then we're going to have to make a quick strategic leap and hopefully not back into lockdowns. But I did read somewhere, and who knows if it was misinformation, but I did read somewhere that with a variant, they can get a vaccine up within 6 weeks. So I hope our vaccine procurement team's all over that.
Do you want to respond to that, Kurt? And are the current vaccinations capable of modification and indeed quick modification?
Well, that's one of the big advantages of the RNA vaccines is they can be modified very, very quickly and tweaked, no question. And Pfizer was quoted as saying that they could respond in less than 100 days. And the three major manufacturers, Moderna, J&J, and Pfizer, I haven't heard from AstraZeneca yet, but I wouldn't put them, I would put them in the same group, have all said that they're responding right now. They're getting ready right now. And so they'll be able to roll something out if we need it. And the good thing is we've got tools in place that we can find out, do neutralizing antibodies for the current vaccines, will they work against the Omicron variant? So I suspect we will know that within a week to 10 days.
Right.
And that's within that two-week framework. So that'll be a good thing to know. We'll also know a lot more about the kinds of clinical presentation. I've read a number of anecdotal reports suggesting that, you know, it's more young people are going to get it. It's more old people. It's actually doesn't cause severe disease. But really, we don't know yet. We need to get a lot of good data and then analyze that. And we'll know a lot more next week, for example.
We might get you back on in 10 or so days and have an Omicron Q&A. But for now, Professor Krause, kia ora, and thank you for your time. That is Kurt Krause, Professor of Biochemistry at the University of Otago. 23 past four, you are on the panel, NZ National, Ella Henry and Phil Taylor with me this afternoon. Now, from this Wednesday, be prepared to reveal a whole lot more detail about yourself before you get a loan. Changes to the Credit Contracts and Consumer Finance Act means that lenders have to do much more to gather and check detailed information from potential borrowers before they give approval. And regular expenses that might be looked into will include subscription services like Netflix or Sky TV, as well as regular trips to the pub. It'll hit those who are self-employed, hit first-time buyers, hit retirees. With us to discuss is loan mortgage broker Bruce Patton. And Bruce, kia ora.
Hi there. How are you?
Good, thank you. On first glance, it looks pretty intrusive, does it not?
Yeah, look, it's a big change. It wasn't fundamentally intended to affect so many people. It was more around trying to stop loan sharking. But, you know, as with a lot of legislation, when they write it, it's kind of spread throughout the entire industry. I was talking to a guy in a stool shop, and they do some finance, and they are covered by it. They have to make sure that their clients, if they're getting some money on finance, that they understand they're having to ask for bank statements that they never had to ask for before. So it's pretty wide-reaching, that's for sure.
Right. So, Bruce, you used to be able to use, you know, the average cost of living data just in a general mortgage application, but no longer.
No. So all of the banks are starting to move into electronic systems that will actually scrape your bank statements, will group your expenses. You mentioned regular trips to the pub. So if you spend $100 a week on pub visits, they will then multiply that and say, well, that's an expense of $433 on average per month. That'll go into your their monthly commitments. So it is a big change. It's a pretty blunt instrument.
Yeah.
It is definitely going to make it a lot harder for self-employed people as well, because they tend to be people that get to write off a few personal expenses. So they might show a little bit less income than someone that's salaried. It's a very blunt instrument. I think the most important thing for people to understand is get an understanding of your costs and do a budget. 1 out of 10 people that come and see me have a budget. I don't even bother checking whether they can afford it. They always want to borrow less than what I can give them. So if you do a budget and you understand your expenses, then you're 90% of the way there.
Okay. Ella Henry, what do you make of this?
Well, I mean, we're in the middle of a global pandemic. I've spent more on streaming services in the last 2 years than I have in the last 20. I watch everything because I cannot leave my house. And probably like lots of other people, I drink a little bit more wine while I'm doing it. So clearly I won't be able to get a loan in the next short while.
Yeah, the only thing is your other expenses are down, you know, your petrol costs down because you're not driving. And we're actually finding it's working in favour for people at the moment because they're generally not spending, unless they're jumping online and buying a lot of stuff online, their expenses are considerably down. So their savings has gone up a little bit for anybody that hasn't been affected by the lockdown.
Okay, Phil?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah. Phil?
I'm thinking particularly, I mean, it made the point that small business small business people are going to find it tougher to get a loan. I'm thinking particularly of the startup sector, which I'm increasingly involved in. They're not going to have a hope to get loans from these first tier banks anymore. And as you point out, the second, third tier lenders are going to come in, but there's going to be significant barriers to entry for them because of the levels of compliance. So it's quite an interesting societal issue, I think.
Regarding mortgage applications, someone says it's so detailed now, I was even asked by a bank what my weekly $5 auto payment was. It was for a dozen eggs. Bruce, does this border on infringing on personal privacy? You've got that line item. It's a trip to the pub, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, it is over the top in my view. It is a very broad brush a stroke across everybody being treated the same. There is no grey. Lending used to involve a bit of grey. You know, somebody with a, you know, asset value of excess of $2 million, you would say, well, they know what they're doing. They've built up equity over time. They've controlled their expenses. Well, they're in the lump now with a 95% first home buyer who might only just have started out and that really doesn't even know how to budget. We're all in the same pot, unfortunately.
Okay, so finally, as I said, this is going to hit the self-employed, it's going to hit first home buyers, it'll hit retirees. It was designed to protect vulnerable borrowers. So what are a couple of tips, what are a couple of suggestions that you are giving clients now?
So budget is absolutely okay. Enough. Make sure that whatever you're asking in a mortgage payment, it's your savings plus your rent is equivalent to what you're going to be paying in a mortgage. The bank is going to look at that. If you're not saving the same amount plus your rent is what your mortgage is going to go, they're going to say, well, you can't afford it because you're going backwards. Reduce your spending on the unnecessary things. So try to cut out those. It's amazing how many people have subscriptions that they never even use. But
you hear that, Ella? Yep. Keep going, Bruce.
Short-term debt, car loans, afterpay, unnecessary credit card limits. Try to clear all the short-term debt so that your picture looks well. And remembering the banks can now see that 24 months in your payment history on credit cards, loans,
goodness,
power bills. So pay on time. And really, if you can do those five things, and they're not that hard, it will actually mean you'll probably be a better person to paying your mortgage off.
That's a good tip. Last one's a good tip, eh? Pay on time. Indeed, Bruce Patton, who is a mortgage broker. Kia ora, thank you very much for that.